is the recency bias on this Wednesday, the 8th of November. Zach Vanoss along with you here. Good to have you along on our mini post-game podcast. The Montreal Canadiens, they just keep rolling. 3-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights on Tuesday night at the Bell Center. In the battle of the very backup goalies, Maxim Lagacy, who is Las Vegas's fourth-string goalie, getting the start. Charlie Lindgren, who you could say depth-wise is number two for the Montreal Canadiens, but really, the fact that he started the season with the Laval Rocket, and Al Montoya was the backup to carry. That puts him at number three. So your number three versus your number four. How's it shake out? Well, I was worried it was going to be something of a trap game. Plenty of potential for that. Vegas, who, though off to a good start, I don't think anyone takes them too serious yet as a legit playoff team. So an easy opportunity to underestimate them. Montreal coming off a successful road trip where they grabbed 6 of a possible 8 points. Coming home for 6th in a row, easy to settle in and not quite be ready for Vegas. Well, they were ready. Montreal out shooting the Knights, what is it, 13-2 in the first period? All right. Any threat of a trap game dealt with at that point. And as the Canadiens keep going, so does Brendan Gallagher. It's all Gallagher right now. He's the engine. He gets his 7th of the season. And for everybody who was worried that Gallagher would not be able to bounce back, that the player that we saw last season, the shell of Brendan Gallagher, after 2 consecutive hand injuries and consecutive seasons, he's now on pace for 38 goals at the moment, which would be a career high, safe to say. He gets the first of the night in the first, puts the Habs up 1-0. Jordy Benn gets his first of the season. Jordy Benn starting to look a little more like the Jordy Benn we acquired from the Dallas Stars last season. Certainly had a problematic preseason. He wasn't great in the early going. Great to bad. Wasn't great to bad in the early going. But as of late, he's kind of been the Jordy Benn that Montreal fans saw when he first came from Dallas. He gets his first of the year. And on just 1 of 2 shots in the first for Vegas, they manage to beat Charlie Lindgren. So it's 2-1 after 1. Into the second. While Vegas certainly pushed back in the second and in the third, in the closing minutes of the third, especially because this is a team that doesn't quit. Patches gets his 6th of the year, puts him on pace for 33, exactly where you expect him. We should have all known the cold start with Pacioretty is, he'll get him. He always gets him. So he's number 6 now in the year. And that was all your scoring for the night, but it turned out to be enough, despite the fact that Vegas, as I say, they certainly pushed back. Down 2 in the final couple minutes, they pull Agassi. Find a way to get back within 1, and certainly threatened in the dying seconds. But I gotta say, this is the first time in the 16 games the Canadiens have played so far this season when they had a lead, even a 2-1. I believed in them, but I definitely believed in them when they were up 3-1. First game all season where I said, I think they're gonna win this game. Feels like they got this one. They've got confidence, they're playing solid hockey. You could argue that was far from their best game, but it was enough. First period showed they weren't going to settle too much into getting in a trap, maybe with a 2-1 lead after one, and having so heavily outplayed Vegas in the first, they settled back a little bit. Claude Julien may not love it, but I do. That was a good win. I really had expectations that they could drop that one. Just felt like a trap game. Instead, they win their 3rd straight, 6-2 over their last 8 games, bring their record to a much more respectable 7-8-1, flirting with 500 at this point. 2 points out of the playoffs. They're almost back. Almost back. It's been a relatively quick climb back, too. Credit due. I mean, what was this team? 2 weeks ago, we all had shovels in hands ready to bury them. And they've climbed back with Carey Price sidelined. Not that Price was spectacular by any stretch before he went down. Well, the same. If you were to have had the conversation, how does this team climb back a couple weeks ago, you would expect Carey Price to have been a big factor in that return to form. But they've done it without him, and credit to them. Next stop's the Bell Center. Coming to the Bell Center, Minnesota, that's on Thursday night at 7:30. I think I'll be doing the recency bias for that one. I'm going to try and do the recency bias for that one. But I am going to be off all of next week. Ian Boisvert will be coming in and doing the recency bias for you. I'm headed to a little work trip to Kenya, which I'm obviously very excited about. So I won't really be able to watch the Habs or do the recency bias while I'm on the African continent. But you're in good hands with Boisvert. You'll actually be getting valuable information. It's going to be nice. You're going to enjoy it. My only concern coming out of that Tuesday night win is Drouin's hand. Hopefully that doesn't keep him out for any time at all, and if it is, not long. And I'm loath to suggest this, but if Drouin is out for any significant time, do you try Chucky back at the middle just until Drouin's back, or is that a bad idea now? Feels like that maybe that's even a bad idea now. This is the first time I might not be advocating for put Chucky down the center. He's getting comfortable on the wing. He seems to be gaining confidence back. Might be stupid to do it. But if Drouin is gone for a long time, you do need centers. I don't know. Let's cross that bridge when we find out how Drouin is doing. Checking in on other scores from around the NHL last night. The Buffalo Sabres beat the Washington Capitals 3-1. St. Louis Blues beat New Jersey, 3-1 score there as well. Overtime between Edmonton and the New York Islanders. Hey, the Oilers managed to win a game. That was a 2-1 score. Pittsburgh beats Arizona 3-1. Carolina downs Florida 3-1. Nashville beats Columbus. You guessed it, 3-1. For a little variety, Vancouver beat Calgary 5-3. Canucks keep winning. That's interesting. And in the battle of the greater LA area, the Kings beat the Ducks 4-3 in overtime. You can find me on Twitter and my 280 characters going wild at Zach Drops Tweets. If you want to still read crappy 140 character tweets, it's at the Montreal Bias. And of course, at Rabbit Habs for the website, that very website that brings you the Recency Bias and the Big Show, the Montreal Bias Podcast. I gotta say, I don't know how I feel about this 280 characters thing on Twitter. Seems like too much reading. I was last night with everybody going buck wild on their 280. I was like, I'm putting this phone down. I'm not seeing what other people have to say during the game now. It's too much reading. When I can flip through 140, get the quick opinions, keep my eye on the game, that's fine. 280's pushing it. All right. I think I'll be able to do the Thursday game. Depends on how my packing's going. If not, until next, take care.